If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
According to a new survey, 32% of Gen Z are likely to call in sick at work when they're feeling unwell, which is shocking. A Gen Z person making a phone call.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth chats with actor and musician Janelle Monáe. But first, a closer look.
Disgraced crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried has been arrested and charged with 8 criminal counts, including wire fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering after the collapse of his crypto exchange, FTX. The arrest comes after right-wing pundits spent weeks speculating that the Justice Department would never hold SBF accountable because he donated to Democrats, and now Republicans have moved on to a new, completely contradictory conspiracy theory. They're claiming the arrest of SBF was just a ploy to keep him from testifying to Congress. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Even if you don't know or don't care that much about crypto, you've probably heard of this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, who was, until recently, one of crypto's biggest rising stars. Maybe you heard about his crypto exchange, FTX, or his trading firm, Alameda Research, or maybe you just caught wind of the fact that one of the biggest rising stars in tech and finance was a guy who looks the way Cheeto dust smells. I mean, look at that. That dude looks like an Albuquerque dog walker at 6 a.m. Come on, Nacho, buddy. Do your business, bro. He looks like he should be playing Seth Rogen's burnout son in a Judd Apatow movie. Somehow, this guy tricked the world's most influential people into believing he was a crypto visionary. Most international criminals have ice water in their veins, not bong water. And yet he even managed to convince the likes of Bill Clinton and Tony Blair to appear on stage with him at a conference in the Bahamas where FTX was based. I mean, look at the disparity between them. Here's a tip. If you ever find yourself sitting on a stage in the Bahamas in a suit and you look around and notice you're sitting to someone who's dressed like they forgot to change after gym class, that should be your first clue you up. There was a time when these two were both regarded as political trailblazers and master tacticians, but I think that all goes out the window once you get hoodwinked into appearing on stage with the hobbit who stayed behind in the Shire because he was busy playing Wii tennis. True story, you guys. SBF was in a deleted scene in Lord of the Rings where he pitches the fellowship on a crypto exchange, and even Gollum is like, "No thanks, I'll pass." Smeagol also thinks it smells funny. Actually, that deleted scene thing's not a true story, because if you're familiar with Lord of the Rings, you know they didn't delete any scenes. It's the only movie where the extended version is somehow shorter. Anyway. It turns out it was all a lie. In a hearing, FTX's new CEO said the company had committed what he called old-fashioned embezzlement. FTX's balance sheet was allegedly just a house of cards, and now it's all come crashing down.
Breaking news, Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the failed cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, has been arrested in the Bahamas just 1 month after the spectacular collapse of his company.
The Securities and Exchange Commission says Bankman-Fried is charged with defrauding customers out of billions of dollars and orchestrating a massive years-long fraud. They also say he diverted billions of dollars from the customer funds for his own personal benefit.
Billions of dollars have not been accounted for since FTX collapsed.
No, oh, are billions of dollars missing? Have you checked the fanny pack where his weed dealer keeps all his tips?
Whoa, SBF gave me a $1 billion tip. Looks like someone's getting new beaded curtains.
Sal wrote that joke, so if you're wondering if Sal smokes weed, the answer is a resounding no. His reference for a weed dealer is beaded curtains, which I think he got from what, an old Dragnet episode? That joke technically counts as a clean drug test. Sal, you know what weed dealers have these days? Cashiers. All right, buddy? Also, I can't believe this guy thought he could hide out in the Bahamas. Usually, when you think of international fugitive, you imagine a stylish jewel thief, not a dude in a T-shirt that clearly came out of a Canada basketball game. I mean, dude was supposed to be a billionaire, but he looks like he was thrown naked into a Goodwill and given 90 seconds to get dressed. Now, again, just to give you an idea of how much of a scam SBF's crypto exchange allegedly was, the new CEO, who's been installed to clean things up after SBF's fall from grace, is the same guy who came in to clean up Enron after its collapse in 2001. And in addition to accusing FTX of embezzlement, that guy also said recently he had never in his career seen such a complete failure of corporate controls and such complete absence of trustworthy financial information. He believes FTX collapsed because a very small group of grossly inexperienced and unsophisticated individuals running the company failed to implement virtually any of the systems or controls needed to handle other people's money. You know it's bad when even the guy who had to clean up the Enron scandal is horrified. The only way this could get any worse is if we found out that, I don't know, one of the key proponents of the Iraq War was somehow connected to, oh, also, once again, why did it take until now for someone to figure out that this dude was grossly inexperienced and unsophisticated? And look, I know I'm hosting a network television show dressed like I'm about to go cut down the Rockefeller Christmas tree, but wasn't it nice when con artists put a little more thought into their outfits? I mean, in Music Man, Harold Hill had a straw hat and a nice bow tie, so when he ripped you off, you didn't have to feel bad about getting tricked. But now it's all, I dress like a record producer, or I dress like Steve Jobs, or I dress like the kid at the skate park who has the most expensive board but just stands against the fence not doing any tricks. Anyway, part of the reason SBF's companies were scams is that a significant portion of the balance sheet was reportedly held in a new crypto token. They themselves just made up. Much of Alameda's $14.6 billion in assets were parked in a digital token created by FTX called FTT. They printed this token out of thin air, endowed it with some valuation, and then Alameda used it as collateral. They just made it up and pretended it was valuable. I mean, try that sometime yourself. See how that goes. It won't work unless you invest in my new crypto token, Sethcoin. Sethcoin is an innovative new currency that allows you to take control of your financial future. To get started, simply wire all of your money to the routing number listed below, and voila, you'll be able to pay all your bills, like your rent or your utilities, in Sethcoin. And if your landlord doesn't accept Sethcoin as payment, just show him a picture of me dressed like this, and I think he'll change his tune.
Seth, I'd like to buy one of your Sethcoins.
You would?
Yes, and I will give you 10 Wally bucks for it.
You got a deal.
Sucker.
SBF also tried very hard to ingratiate himself with politicians, and he cozied up to power brokers in both parties. He reportedly spent $40 million on the midterms, mostly to help Democrats, although he claimed in an interview that he gave about the same amount to Republicans through unaccountable dark money. Nonetheless, the donations led many right-wingers to speculate that Democrats and the Biden administration would never hold SBF accountable, like Twitter CEO Elon Musk, who said last month, SBF was a major Dem donor, so no investigation. But hey, if there's anything we've learned about Elon Musk since he bought Twitter, it's that the man is always right. Like when he changed Twitter's verification system and accidentally allowed people to imitate brands, which somehow led to Super Mario telling me to go myself. Oh, why? Because I said Peach was too good for you? Oh. Then why do you keep letting her get kidnapped by a turtle? So Musk got that one wrong. And to add insult to injury, he also reportedly lost his spot as the world's richest man. The same week, it was reported that Twitter hasn't paid rent on its offices in weeks. I'm sorry, Elon. Guess you should have invested in Sethcoin when you had the chance. So that was the first conspiracy theory. Democrats would never investigate SBF because he donated to them. But now that SBF has been arrested, Republicans have moved on to a second conspiracy theory. The arrest was actually just a ploy to stop SBF from testifying at a House hearing on Tuesday.
Why is the Biden Justice Department, why are they filing charges and seeking this extradition before he had the opportunity to testify tomorrow? Why wouldn't they want him to testify?
Congressman Lee Zeldin telling Fox News, quote, House Republicans were ready to grill him six ways to Sunday. Now breaking tonight, meaning last night, SBF was just arrested. Why not allow him to first testify tomorrow and answer our many questions under oath?
You know, there are a lot of people scratching their heads. They're saying, why would they arrest him before he could actually testify? He has donated tens of millions of dollars to Democrats. And under oath, he would have to ask Mr. Zeldin would ask embarrassing questions of the Democrats and of that crypto king. And so isn't it convenient that the prosecutors stepped in and charged him before he could sit down in front of Capitol Hill?
All right. First of all, I doubt Joe Biden had any involvement in this case. And the way I know that is he's 80 years old. He probably has no idea what crypto is or how it works. I mean, I don't even really know, and I'm only in my late 70s. You guys think. Think I'm young because of my youthful charm, but when I take my makeup off after the show, I look like I'm in Disney's Hall of Presidents. That I mean, at least that guy wears a suit. Also, the idea that Biden somehow stopped Congress from getting to the bottom of what happened with FTX is absurd. You really think Congress is going to ask penetrating questions about cryptocurrency? You guys think 89-year-old Chuck Grassley is really going to crack the case on crypto? I'm sure he still prefers to pay for everything with beaver pelts. This is a man who once tweeted, as a sitting United States senator, I now HV an iPhone. You really think that same man who tweeted that would grill Bankman-Fried on anything other than his appearance? Listen to me, young man. There are cameras here, so you go get yourself a tie and a haircut, and then I'll ask my questions about, where was it? Hold on. The blockchain, that can't be right. Those are just two other words smashed together. It's a currency exchange like those airport kiosks. Those things are a ripoff. I went to Italy in 72. I still have my lira because of how hard they try to screw me. Should we take a break for lunch? I'll have two soups. Anytime Congress holds hearings about anything tech-related, it's a disaster. As we've discussed from previous hearings on Facebook or Google, they don't even know the first thing about modern technology.
How do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Senator, we run ads.
I have a 7-year-old granddaughter who picked up her phone before the election, and she's playing a little game, kind of game a kid would play, and up on there pops a picture of her grandfather. And I'm not going to say into the record what kind of language was used around that picture of her grandfather, but I'd ask you, how does that show up on a 7-year-old's iPhone who's playing a kid's game?
Congressman, iPhone is made by a different company, and so, you know, I mean...
It might have been an Android. It was a hand-me-down of some kind.
It might have been an iPhone or an Android, or maybe it was a Fisher-Price. Whenever I turned it on, it played Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Does that help? So Republicans in Fox News went from claiming Democrats wouldn't investigate SBF because they're corrupt to SBF only got arrested because Biden's corrupt. None of it makes any sense, of course. The reality is the FTX collapse was evidence of a broader failure the entire political and financial world needs to reckon with. Although I have my doubts that Republicans in Congress will get to the bottom of it. These guys can barely figure out how to play Candy Crush on
a 7-year-old's iPhone.
This has been A Closer Look.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Our guest tonight is a Grammy-nominated musician and actor you know from movies such as Moonlight, Hidden Figures, and Harriet. She stars in Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, which begins streaming on Netflix December 23rd. Please welcome back to the show, Janelle Monáe, everybody. Resplendent, as always, Janelle. You look like $1 million.
It's good to see you in person. Can I touch you?
Yeah, last time we were here, we Zoomed. And
we Zoomed.
And by the way, you dressed up for Zoom as well, which I really appreciated.
But because I like you a lot.
Well, thank you very much. I like you a lot as well, and seeing you here in person is wonderful. And also, I'm not the only one who likes you a lot. Congratulations on your Critics' Choice Award nomination today.
Thank you so much, man.
You both got a personal nomination, which must be so special, but also an ensemble nomination. Yes. And Kate Hudson was here yesterday talking about how wonderful a group of people this was. It seems like it was an incredibly fun group of people to make a film with.
Oh, absolutely. Like, first of all, they are all icons. Kate Hudson, come on.
Yeah.
Like, who kills it in this film, and Daniel. And it's just been a dream role, a dream cast, and whenever we're all getting celebrated together, like, that always makes me feel good. Because I got a real opportunity to, like, make some lifelong friendships. It felt like we were in a theater summer camp repertoire, and you just wanted to call home and be like, Mom, don't come back and get me. Like, leave me here for another good month.
You did that as a kid, right? Didn't you do sort of a theater campy, and monologue camp? Like, what was that?
Yes, I'm an international thespian.
Yes, absolutely.
We're all of my thespians.
You are.
I was always in either a Shakespearean program. I wrote for the Young Playwrights Roundtable, short stories.
At what age did you know that was the path you wanted to take, writing, performing?
Last week.
Okay.
Yeah, last week.
Well, then this must be a great week of feedback. Yeah.
No, I mean, my mom, I had, like, the best parents, you know. They were working class, and even though they were working, they never missed a talent showcase. There never was a time in my life where I wasn't singing or acting. Like, I was always in the musicals, all that. All of it just has felt beautiful storytelling. I think that's been the common thread of, like, I love telling stories through music, through fashion, through whatever it is.
I've really enjoyed this sort of act of you as a performer, not just musically, but also, you know, in films and television. I knew you first as a singer, and you first collaborated with Ed Norton, who's in the film, when you were the musical guest for his SNL in 2013.
I did. Wow, my eyebrows. Why was I?
Your eyebrows are very good.
I feel like they are just very strong and arched. But yes, that was the first time we met. He was hosting, I was a musical guest, so it's like a dream to.
It must have been crazy to be collaborating again. This is, for those who don't know, a sequel to the wonderful film Knives Out. Daniel Craig is back, a whole new cast of characters, a murder mystery. You host, true story, you host murder mystery parties at your.
Oh, yes.
Always?
I am a mafia assassin. Who plays murder mystery games in here?
Yeah.
Come on. Like, all out, family, friends, we love it.
Now, it does not surprise me, and I doubt it will surprise anyone else, that you dress up a little bit when you host a murder mystery
what
party.
What is this?
This is a photo of your here.
That is Sir Hawthorne James.
Wow. Sir Hawthorne James?
Yes.
And he had people over for a murder mystery party?
Well, actually, that took place in Serbia.
Okay.
That was a murder mystery that Ryan Johnson, our writer-director of Glass
fantastic.
Onion, invited us to. We couldn't go out and party and be in the streets because of COVID.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to be that actor that, like, shut down the whole production because you were, you know, at a strip club in Belgrade.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, with no mask
on. By the way, you know, respect when you're in Belgrade, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bummer to go and you come back and they're like, did you go to the strip club? You're like, I didn't go to the strip club. Yeah.
So what we would do is we all stayed at this hotel together and they would rent out the top bar part of the hotel and we would have murder mystery parties. We get drunk. You know,
that really speaks to, I mean, I'm very impressed that Ryan Johnson, who continues to write these incredibly constructed, well-constructed murder mysteries and yet still has time to put a murder mystery party together for his cast.
That has absolutely nothing to do with the murder mystery that
he's filming. I think it's very clear to me that if he wasn't writing these incredible things, he would definitely be a murderer. So I think we should be very happy that he's chosen the path.
No, I mustn't. I've wanted to work with Ryan since I saw Looper.
Looper's a great movie.
Oh my God, right? And I went down this whole rabbit hole, saw everything. I said, I don't care if he calls me to do a 2-second lip gloss commercial.
Yeah.
I'm saying yes. And yes. I was so blown
and I hope,
away by
and by the way, I hope by bringing it up, people go back and revisit Looper, which
I feel
really like.
Do. Should.
So you, it will also won't surprise people, Halloween. These are Halloweens. Are these all Halloweens?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are Halloweens.
This is, I mean, so. All right, first of all, my dad dressed up like the White Rabbit for my kids.
What?
Okay, so he's the grandfather, and I feel bad because I feel like he did a really good job, and then I'm going to show yours. So there's my dad.
Aww.
I mean, not bad, right?
They're so cute.
He went out, he got a clock, he got, but then there's Janelle Monáe. That's very nice. I mean, it's deeply unfair.
Dad was cool. Yes, this was my White Rabbit, you know, from Alice in Wonderland. I had so much fun. I'm telling you, living in L.A., you just have some access to these movie people. And I feel like my costumes have gotten better. It used to be Party City.
Well, insanely good.
And now it's this.
I mean, like this, they were like, oh, that's Grandpa. This, I think they would just their pants. But this is, I mean, you do really take care of L.A. This is Fifth Element? Is this from...
Yep.
That's insane.
Lava Laguna.
And now, is this a hard... Do you regret this at all over the course of the night, sort of moving around?
You know what? Okay, that was 5 hours of prosthetic sitting in a chair. And the first... the head that they gave me, it was too heavy.
Okay.
So I had to, like, have them lift it up as I was getting my makeup on. And then I was like, I had to do a photo shoot in it. And then I did this again for another 4 hours because I wanted to attend parties.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cannot have that big head holding me down. And so they recreated it, made it more light. And I went out and I partied with it. And it
I'm great. Very impressed. Yeah. I mean, by the way, that would be, if I saw you walking in, I've never had a Halloween costume that's not a zero.
I was like this the whole time.
That.
Like, I literally would do that at the Halloween parties. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I saved this one for last because it's Halloween, but it's very much in the Christmas season. I mean, again, mind-blowingly good. There you are as Grinch.
Oh, that's Johnny Grinch.
And then are you eating? Like, what is that?
That's green eggs and ham.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a different book, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm
know.
In the thick of it right now, so don't go, like, you know, crossing your Seuss.
I know,
on
but
me.
It's Seuss, you know? You,
yeah,
it's
Seuss.
Seuss-related. Now, Seuss food.
You have a Grinch idea. A
I
Grinch
do.
Reboot.
Ooh, I do.
All right.
So, first of all, those were the lashes from Jim Carrey.
Really?
As Grinch. Those were the like a replica of those lashes. I just want that to be known.
Okay, great.
Jim, you are the GOAT. I do have an idea. I think if you go on my page, you'll see that Johnny Grinch is like this sort of hipster, like, you know, vegan and, you know, green eggs and ham.
Okay.
Or wait,
not a great
no,
vegan.
Not really a good vegan. She goes back and forth. Anyway, forget that. I'm off course. But the pitch is, what if the Grinch had an illegitimate child?
Okay.
Like, he didn't know that he had Johnny, and she somehow brings him back.
All right.
And
is this Grinch, where does the illegitimate Grinch land on Christmas?
I think that she doesn't like Christmas.
Yeah.
And she starts to, like, uncover the why, and then maybe they both just, he likes Christmas now, right?
Obviously. Yeah, obviously.
And so,
his heart's three times bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, like, somehow... You go a day in the life with her, like she's in college, maybe she's in med school, like maybe she's in a rock band. Like she lives this like really cool life. Like you want to hang out with her. She drives an electric car and she has to go meet her dad, who's Jim Carrey, the Grinch.
I mean, this seems like a drama, but...
You think it's a drama? Okay, yeah. Yeah, you're right. But maybe they don't like each other.
Yeah, I think that...
Like she just does not like her dad because you left me.
Yeah. I also want to hear this story about how he's like, I had no idea. I'm like, all right, Grinch, you lived alone in a cave. And you're like, I don't know how I'm a dad. You're like, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I'll tell you where he went when he was in Belgrade. He wasn't doing the murder mystery party. Hey, thank you so much for being here. It's always so great to see you.
I adore you.
Janelle Monáe, Glass Onion, and Knives Out Mystery begins streaming on Netflix December 23rd.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.